Show them to all. Today's office moment, see that fine vav, and we're starting Ayin Hayom with Beis on the bottom with the brand new parak. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarabas, Biakim Moshe, her Nishama should have an aliyah, and Lilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chmiel Mardechai, Ben Rabchaim, his Nishama should have an aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us, Hasrechers Omnin, Vehitu Zazeh, one who hired workers and they tricked each other. And we're going to see in the Gemara what exactly this means. Elam Zelzeh, El Tarumais, they're only allowed to have complaints on each other. No one over here is able to demand, you owe me money. However, they do have the ability to complain, which means every time you feel you're wronged, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're allowed to complain. You have to have the halachic right to complain. But again, it's just a complaint. It doesn't mean you're actually allowed to get money due to your complaint. Move on to another case. Sachar Sachamar Esakadar, he hired a donkey driver or a porter, Lohavi Prifrin, to bring smooth pieces of wood that are meant for building chuppas, v'chalilim, or to bring flutes, lakala, to play for a kala, or a mace, or to be used in a funeral. They would play these flutes as part of the whole wailing ceremony. Upayalim lahas pishtanim in a mishra, or he hired workers to take his flax out of the area where it's soaking, v'chaldavar sha'aved, or anything that could be lost, meaning if it's not done right now, it's going to get totally ruined, or you're going to lose the opportunity. And then these workers backed out of the job. If this is a place where he can't find workers for the same price, he has one of two options. He can hire other workers for much more expensive, and the first workers who backed out have to cover that bill. Or he could trick those workers, and we're going to see later on what that means to trick them, but he basically could trick them to come back and work for him. We continue. A guy hires workers, and they backed out. They're at the disadvantage. What does this mean? So it has two different understandings. Let's say they were hired to do a job for six, and they did half of it and then left. And the cost for such a job now went up to eight. So new workers have to be hired to complete the job, and that's going to cost four, not three. We say that yadam al tachtoina, the old workers have a disadvantage. They only get two, so the Baal Bais's total payout is six and not more than that. And it's the other way around as well. If they were hired for six and did half the job and then left, and now the cost for such a job went down to four, so new workers need to be hired only for two and not for three. The old workers only get three, which is half of their agreed upon wages, and they don't get more than three. They can't say, hey, Baal Bais, give us four, because you're only paying those new workers two, and that means at the end of the day, you're paying six, which is what you originally agreed upon. We say, yadam al tachtoina, they're at the disadvantage, they only get paid three, and not more than that. Ayin vav amalaf on top, the Mishnah continues, in Baal Bais chayzer bai, if the Baal Bais is chayzer, yadam al tachtoina, he's at the disadvantage. And here's the rule, call Mishana, anyone that changes, yadam al tachtoina, he's the one that's at the disadvantage, v'chal chayzer bai, and anyone that's chayzer, if he backs out, yadam al tachtoina, he's at the disadvantage as well. So Gemara analyzes the first case of the Mishnah, chazur zebezel leketani, doesn't say that a guy hired workers and they were chayzer, they backed out. It says that they tricked each other, which means the atu pailim ahadadi. We're talking about workers tricking each other. It's not that the Baal Bais or the workers backed out of the deal, and it's not that the Baal Bais tricked the workers. It's that one worker tricked another. What does that mean? And hechidami, what's the case? What does this mean? Darmali Baal Bais, the Baal Bais told one of the workers, we're going to call this guy the contractor, zil agrili pailim. Go hire other workers for me. So Baal Bais tells contractor to go hire workers to work for him. Vazil ihu, and this contractor went, vat inu, and he tricked those workers. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that they're only allowed to have complaints. Halachically, they do have a right to complain and say, hey, you wronged us. But again, they can't be tevea money. So we further analyze, hey, what's the situation? If the Baal Bais told the contractor, I'll hire them for four, vazel ihu amr lehu betalasa, and the contractor hired the workers for three, tarumas mayavinte, why would they even be allowed to have a complaint? So a kabel. Each worker thought about it and accepted, okay, I'll do work for three. And idu amr le Baal Bais betalasa, if the Baal Bais told the contractor, I'm willing to hire workers for three, vazel ihu amr lehu barba, and the contractor told the workers, I'm hiring you for four. So hechidami, what's the situation? If the contractor told the workers, your schar is on me, I'm gonna pay you. So he has to pay them from his own pocket. It says, if a person hires a worker to do work in his own property, and then what did he do? He showed the worker, here, go work over there, and that's really his friend's property. The employer has to pay the worker full wages. He can then go to the Baal Bais and take that which he benefited him, because at the end of the day, he hired a worker to do work in his friend's field, so his friend does have to pay him a little bit for that. But the bottom line is, we see that when a person hires a worker and says, I'll pay you, he has to pay the worker. Therefore, what's the situation where we have a contractor hiring workers, and the workers are only allowed to have complaints? So here we're going to have five different answers to this question, four in this amud and one in the next amud. Answer number one is, let's see, what's the chedesh? The contractor told the workers, Scharcham al Baal Bais, your wages are being paid by the Baal Bais, not by me, but by him. And again, the Baal Bais said, I'm going to pay three, and the contractor said, you're being hired for four. And their complaint is, we were told that we're being paid four, but it turns out the Baal Bais had said that he's really only going to be paying us three, and we didn't know that. That's not fair, and that's not honest, and that's a valid complaint they're allowed to have, but again, bottom line is they're only getting paid three. However, the Gemara asks on this, why don't we just see what the normal minig in the town is, how much do workers get hired for. And if they usually get hired for four, so then the Baal Bais would have to pay four, not just three. The Gemara answers like, Tzricha, what are we talking about here? The Ikka the Miskabar Arba, the Ikka the Miskabar Tlasa. Some are hired for four and some are hired for three. Dumrly, the workers could tell the contractor, you love the Amadalan Barba, if you wouldn't have told us that you're hiring us for four. In other words, if you told us that we're only getting paid three, Tarchinum is green Barba. So then we would have worked hard to find somebody to hire us for four. And since you tricked us and said that you're going to pay us four, that's why we didn't go to somebody else. And it turns out that we're only getting three, and that's our complaint. And once again, it's a valid complaint, but they're only going to get paid three. Here's our second answer. Ibaisim, alternatively, we could say, Hacha Baal Bais Askinin. Over here, we're talking about the Baal Bais himself. What does it mean, the Baal Bais? So this is actually referring to workers who are a Baal Bais. These workers own their own fields, and they usually work their own fields, and they're only willing to work somebody else's fields if they're going to be getting paid a lot of money. Darmulay, the workers are saying, Elav Darmulam Barba, if you wouldn't have told us that we're getting paid four, and you would have told us originally that we're only getting paid three, Havazilan Ban Melsal Asgure. It would have been very demeaning and degrading to be hired at like this, and we never would have agreed. Third answer, Ibaisim, alternatively, we could say, really, we're talking about just regular workers who are complaining. And what's our complaint? Dam relay that they tell the contractor, Kivin Dam Radon Barba, since you told us we're getting paid for, Tarchin Vavdino Lecha Avita Shapirta. We worked really hard and we did a great job for you, much better than we would have done if you would have told us we're only being paid three. As a Gemara of Lachsi Avitayu, why don't we just take a look at their work and see if they actually did a much better job? And if they did do a much better job, they would have to be paid for because that's the going rate for a much better job. The Gemara answers by Rifka, they were hired to dig ditches around the field, so we can't see what type of job they did. As a Gemara, why is that? Rifka Nami made the Yada. Even if they dug a ditch, we could go out to the field and take a look if they did a really good job. And the answer is the Mali Maya, it was filled up with water, Velo Yadia, and now we can't tell if they did a good job, and that's why they only have complaints and they can't demand actual money. And here's our fourth answer, Ibai Samotarli, we could say, Lo'ilam Darmalay Baal Bais Barba. Really, the Baal Bais told the contractor, I'm going to pay four for workers. Vazel Iu Armalu Bethlasa, and the contractor said, I'm hiring you guys for three. Udika Amit, and that which you had originally said, Savar Vikabil, that each worker thought about it and he agreed to be paid three, and therefore they can't even have complaints. Now we're retracting that to Amrilay. They're able to tell the contractor, Les Lecha, don't you hold of the following pasuk, Al Timnat Tevim Ba'alav, don't withhold good from the one who's deserving of it. And we're really deserving of four, because Baal Bais said he's willing to give us four, and you told us three. So yes, we accepted those wages of three, and therefore we're not demanding more money. But we do have a real complaint, you should have given us what the Baal Bais is willing to give us. And now we just continue talking about this before we get back to our fifth answer. Pshita, it's obvious, Iyamalei Baal Bais Betlasa, if the Baal Bais had told the contractor, I'm willing to hire them for three. Vazel Iyu Amrilehu Barba, and the contractor told the workers that he's hiring them for four. Va'amrilei, and the workers told the contractor, Kemaisha Amr Baal Bais. We're going to do work based off whatever the Baal Bais said. Datayu Ayula, obviously their das is that they want to be paid the higher wages, which is four. El, but what about the following? Iyamalei Baal Bais Barba. Let's say the Baal Bais told the contractor, I'm willing to pay four. Vazel Iyu Amrilehu Betlasa, and then the contractor said that he's hiring the workers for three. Va'amri, and then what do the workers say? Kemaisha Amr Baal Bais. We're willing to work based off what the Baal Bais said. And remember, the Baal Bais is willing to pay four, but they don't know that. They only heard the number three. Here's the question. My Adibur Dide Kasamchi, are they relying on the contractor? The Amrilei, they're basically telling him, when they say, Kamash Amr Baal Bais, Mehem Nislan Dahach Amr Baal Bais, we trust you that that's actually what the Baal Bais said, and therefore they're only going to get paid three. Adelma, perhaps, Adibur the Baal Bais Kasamchi, they're only relying on the Baal Bais, and that's what they mean when they say, Kamash Amr Baal Bais. Mr. Contractor, thank you very much for telling us three, but we're not listening to you at all in regards to the pricing. We just know that Baal Bais wants work done, and we're willing to do work for him based off of whatever he said. And since he said four, then they would actually get paid four and not three. Bottom line is, the question is, when we have a middleman and the person being hired by the middleman said whatever the big boss says, so does that mean that they're being samech on the middleman, or does that mean that they're totally ignoring him and they're only being samech on the Baal Bais? The Gemara Tamsaraya Tashma, we have a case of Mesechas Getin. Let's just understand something before we continue. We know that there's two ways a get could be delivered. The husband could appoint a shliach lehailacha. He brings the get to the wife and she's divorced only once she receives it. Or she, the wife, could appoint a shliach lekabbalah. When the shliach receives it from the husband, the wife is already divorced then because he's a shliach to accept the get for the wife. And so we begin with a woman telling a man, Havi li giti, I want you to bring my get for me. She says, I want you to go to my husband, and when my husband hands you the get, I want him to appoint you as a shliach lehailacha to bring me the get. And then the shliach misrepresents himself. When he gets to the husband, what does he tell the husband? Ve'ishcha amra, your wife said, hiskabe li giti, accept the get for me. Basically telling the husband that he's a shliach lekabbalah. Now vehu aimer, what does the husband say? Hey lach kamasha amra, I want you to take the get just like she said. And this is very similar to our situation, kamasha amra baal bayis. The husband is saying, kamasha amra, like she said. And Amar Nachman, Amar Rav Barvua, Amar Rav, afil hegiya get liyada, even when she actually receives the get in her hand in a megreshes, she's not megreshes. Shami Smano, we learn from here, Adibur Dideka Samech, that the husband was relying on the shliach, and he wasn't actually relying on what the wife said. How do we see that? Because the shliach presented himself as a shliach lekabbalah, which he's not, and by saying that the woman is not divorced, even once she's holding onto her get, clearly the husband was trusting the shliach, and he gave the get to him as a shliach lekabbalah, not as a shliach lehailacha. It's kind of like the shliach took the get without anyone telling him to, in which such a case, of course, she's not megreshes. And the Gemara just concludes the raya, If you want to say the husband is really relying on his wife and he's not trusting the shliach, then when she actually receives her get, she should be miskareshes. It must be that we're relying on the middleman and we're not relying on the original person. However, Amar Rashi, Rashi says it's not a raya. Ayin vavam beis on top. Hachi hash, is this really so? It would be good if the exact opposite was taught. And what's the exact opposite? Let's say she told the man, I want you to be a shliach lekabal. I want you to accept my get for me. And then the shliach misrepresented himself by saying, v'ishtacha amra, that your wife told me, havi li giti, bring me my get, that I'm just supposed to be a shliach lehoilacha. V'hu aimer, and the husband said, heilach kamaisha amra, take the get like she said. V'amar Menachem and amar Rav Arvua amar Rav. And if on this, or if Menachem b'shem Rav Arvua b'shem Rav would have said, mishi yigeh get liyadai, that once a shliach himself gets the get, migreshes, she's automatically divorced then. So Alma, what would we learn from here? That the birudidaka samech, that the husband is relying on her. And since she actually appointed the shliach to be a shliach lekabala, even though he misrepresented himself, it doesn't make a difference. The husband's basically saying, I want you to be whatever type of shliach she wants you to be. So that would be fine. Inam, alternatively, if Rav Nachman would have said, Mishi yiget liyada migreshes, that only once she receives her get, she's migreshes. Alma, what would we see from here? That the birudidaka samech, that the husband is really relying on the shliach. And since the shliach said that he's a shliach lahailacha, so it means she's only going to be divorced once she actually receives the get. Elahasam, but over there, in the case that we actually have, where we say that when she receives the get, she's not divorced, it's only because mishum de'akar shliach l'shichus elegamri, the shliach totally uprooted his shlichas. Damrlei, the shliach told the husband, shliach l'kabala havina, l'haylacha loy havina, I'm only shliach l'kabala, and I'm not a shliach l'haylacha, and that's a total akira, uprooting of the shlichas, and that's why she's not divorced, and we have no raya from this get situation, whether or not we rely on the shliach, or we're relying on the one who sent the shliach. And now going back to our original question, where we had said that the Mishnah tells us, hitu zeh, and we had understood that the contractor tricked the workers, and we were trying to figure out what does that mean, that they're allowed to have a legal complaint, but they're not allowed to demand money. So here we have a totally different answer. Ibai Samuel, alternatively, you could say, Hai Tana Chazru Nami Hitu Karile. This Tana of our Mishnah, when he says the word Hitu, that they tricked each other, he doesn't mean Hitu, he means Chazru, that they were Chazru, they backed out of the actual work. And it's okay to use the word Hitu, even though you're trying to say Chazru. And how do we know this? Tanya, because we have a Braisa. Now, this is a very long Braisa, but in the beginning, we're going to already see that the word Hitu actually means Chazru. Now, before we begin this Braisa, it's important to realize that we're going to be talking about two separate things. We're going to be talking about schiros and kablanos. One working based off of schiros is hired by the day, and one working based off of kablanos is hired by the job. So here's the braisa, the tanya, hasarchus omnin, a guy hired workers, they hit to his baal bias, and they tricked the baal bias, which again means they backed out of the work, a baal bias hit to his son, or the baal bias tricked them, which means he backed out, elohim zalzat el terumes, they're only allowed to have a legal complaint on each other, but no monetary demands. Now the braisa begins by talking about schiros, day workers, when was it said, shloi holchu, that's only if the workers never went to the place where the work was supposed to take place, meaning they woke up in the morning and they saw a text message, forget about it, the job is canceled. So then they're only going to have a legal complaint. But let's say these were donkey drivers who were hired to transport grain, and they went to the place, and they didn't find any grain, or these were workers, and they went to the field to work it, and they found that it was wet, and they're not able to work it. The baal bias has to pay them their full wages. However, now we just have a qualification of this, that he has to pay them their full wages. The wages paid aren't comparable to a person who comes fully loaded, whereas if he comes empty, or a person who does work, whereas if he's sitting and doing nothing. Meaning, even though these donkey drivers showed up and there was no grain to transport, or the workers showed up and they couldn't work the field, and they're getting paid, they're not getting paid full wages as if they actually did the work, or as if they transported the grain. They're going to get paid slightly less than that. Now here we're talking about kablanos, a person hired by the job, when is it said that a person hired by the job, that they're only going to have complaints on each other, that's only if they didn't start the actual work. But if they started the actual work, so then they would have to be paid, and it's not just complaints. What do we do for them? We evaluate for them what they did, and they get paid that amount. Ketzad, how is this done? Let's say his workers were hired to cut grain for two slaim. Two slaim is 8 denarim. Let's say they cut half of it, and then they backed out halfway through the job. Or beged l'arag b'shnei slaim. They were hired for two slaim to weave a garment. They wove half of it and left the other half. We evaluate for them what they did, and they did half the job, so they would get paid a sela, which is 4 denarim. Now let's say hiring new workers costs more now. In order to hire workers to finish off the job, it doesn't cost 4, it costs 6 denarim. Nice lem sela. Still, the original workers get paid a sela. They get paid that 4 denarim that they did. Or they could finish off the work and they would get 2 slime. And vim sela, if hiring other workers is the same price, it's only going to cost the baal bias a sela, which is 4 denarim. It doesn't cost more, it's just the regular price. Nice lem sela. So in this case as well, the original workers who had backed out, they still get paid a sela. And the Gemara later on is going to discuss what exactly is the chiddush over here. However, Abdaisa argues the Tanakam, and he says, we evaluate for these first workers who backed out what will be done, not based off of what they did do. And therefore, even though they completed half the garment and they technically should be paid a sela, but let's say the cost of hiring new workers went up and hayyafa shisha denarim, now it's going to cost the Baal Bayis 6 denarim to hire new workers to complete the job, not 4, so Nazlam shekel. The original workers only get a shekel, which is 2 denarim. Or they could finish the work off themselves and they would get 2 slayim. However, Vimsela, if it's going to cost the same amount to hire new workers to finish the job and they would be paid a sela, Nazlam sela, so then the original workers would get a sela. And basically, the machlekes between Tanakam and Reb Daisa is whether or not we say Yad Pail al Tachtaina, the workers backed out, do they lose out because of that? According to Tanakam, no, and according to Reb Daisa, yes, which is just like our Mishnah. The Brisa continues, however, one was a said, only if we're dealing with something that's not going to get ruined if it's not taken care of right now. If we're talking about something that's going to get ruined if it's not taken care of right now, the Baal Bayis could hire other workers for way more money, and that cost is going to be shifted to the original ones that backed out, or he could trick them. And now we explain, how does he trick these workers? He tells them, I'd set the price for you that the remainder of the work would be a sela. Come and take 2. I'm going to double your wages. And even though he told them he's going to double their wages, he doesn't actually have to. He's just tricking them to come back. And what about the first option of being Sarchalayan, where he can hire other workers for much more expensive, and that cost would have to be absorbed by the original workers? That's the following question. Until how much more could he hire other workers? Even if he's paying the other workers 40 or 50 zuz, way more than he had originally hired the first workers, that's okay. However, a qualification of this, when was it said that he's allowed to hire other workers for way more expensive, that's only if there aren't other workers to hire at a fair price. But if there are other workers that could be hired at a fair price, Amar, the original worker who backed out of the deal, told the Baal Bayis, go and hire those other workers for a fair price. So then, the only thing the Baal Bayis could have on these original workers that backed out is complaints, because really, he could hire other workers for a fair price, and he is not allowed to go to the more expensive ones. That's the whole Braisa. Now we're going to start analyzing it. A teacher of Braisa is taught in front of Rav the following section of our Braisa. Then when the workers showed up to the field and there was no field to work with because it was too wet, the Baal Bayis has to pay full wages. So Amalei, Rav told him, Chavivi Amar, my uncle, who's Rav Chiya, said, Ilu ana havai, if I was there, lo havai yehivna lahen el kapayel batel, I would only pay them like a pile batel, like a worker who's sitting around not doing anything. And you're saying that they have to be paid full wages? Why would they be paid full wages? They didn't do any work. You're right, the Baal Bayis should have told them not to show up because the field can't be worked. But why should they get paid as if they worked a whole day? They didn't do any work. Asking more, hold on 1 second. Va'alakatani, the Braisa itself says, that there's no comparison between a person whose wagon is fully loaded, whereas it becomes empty, and a person who did work a whole day versus a person who is Yashiv Batal. And so the Braisa agrees with what Rav's uncle Rav Chiya would have said. Why is Rav asking this question to the one who taught him this Braisa? The Braisa itself agrees with him. The Gemara answers, you're right, the one who taught Rav this Braisa didn't get a chance to finish before Rav asked him this question. But if Rav would have just waited till he finished the Braisa, he would have seen that he agrees with him. Now, Ikadami, some say that Saimua Kamei, the one who taught him this Braisa, actually finished. This is what Rav was telling him. Chavivi Omar, my uncle, Rav Chiya says, if I would have been there, I wouldn't have paid these workers anything. And you're saying that they do get paid a reduced wage of Pile Batal? They shouldn't get paid even one penny. So El Kashahach, you're going to ask a question from this, meaning you're asking a question from the Braisa itself that says that they do get paid, even though it's a reduced wage, they're still going to get paid something. So what's the difference? Why is it that Rav Chiya would say that if these workers showed up to the field and it was wet and they couldn't work it, they're not going to get paid a penny, whereas the Braisa says they're going to at least get reduced wages? The answer is, like Kasha, there's no problem. When Rav was quoting Rav Chiya, they're not going to get any money. He was talking about where they did a siur, they did an inspection of the land the night before, whereas the Braisa is talking about that the workers did not do an inspection of the land the night before. And therefore, there's no machlekes. What does it make a difference if they did a siur, an inspection of the land? So over here, we have a yesod that we're going to conclude with, and we're going to see more about it tomorrow. If workers know what they're getting into and realize the inherent risks involved, then they're unable to tie it to the Baal Bayis. And that's the case Rav Chiya is talking about. They did a siur, they inspected the land the night before, and they knew very well, based off this inspection, that it's possible the land's going to get all wet and something's going to happen to it, and they're not going to be able to work it the next day. And when that actually happens, it's not the Baal Bayis' fault, it's the worker's fault, and they don't get paid anything. However, if they didn't know of the potential risks beforehand, and they only discovered them in the morning when they showed up at the job to do the work, so then the Baal Bayis does have to pay them a reduced wage. And that's exactly what's happening in our Braisa. They didn't inspect the land the night before, they showed up the next morning, it was all wet, it wasn't able to be worked, and that's not their fault, it's the Baal Bayis's, and therefore he has to pay them this reduced wage. As we said, we're going to stop here and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.